Welcome everybody to the Connect Method group coaching program. Renee Marino here. I'm so grateful to have you all here today. It is an exciting day and I can't wait to get into it. But before we do, I want to ask if anyone had some takeaways from last week, next level storytelling. I'd love to hear how it went starting to craft these stories. So, who would like to share? Remember, this is our chance. This is our chance to start to practice getting comfortable with speaking up, getting comfortable with putting ourselves out there. This is the space to do it. This is where our practice can begin. Yes, Larry.
I thought about what you said last week about stories about things that happened to you that were embarrassing in your life. I've got a story I want to tell. And when it happened to me, it was very, very embarrassing. Back about in 1992, we were working very long hours installing some new equipment at the Asarco plant in Amarillo, Texas. After working about 2.5 weeks, I was very tired. My boss realized I'd been working too much, and he said, "Well, Larry, why don't you just come in and a little bit later, and it was going to be on a Sunday, and just rest a little bit and come back in later." So I took him up on it. I drove to work. It wasn't very busy. I remember the road was not real busy that day. I pulled into a convenience store, grabbed a cup of coffee, bought some snacks, turned around, walked out, and looked around. And I thought, "Where'd my truck go?" And then I looked across the street and I noticed that it had rolled about 100 feet all the way over past four lanes, and then it rested itself up against a cedar bush on the other side. I was so embarrassed.
Wow.
I did not tell that story for 7 years. One day, 7 years later in the break room, we were talking about stupid things we did, and I got to share that story, and I was the last one to tell that story. Everybody was laughing so hard that that made it right there.
Yes, Larry, that was your story to help you connect with those people in that break room. And how great is that? We've all had moments where maybe we didn't let our truck roll, but we forgot our phone in the refrigerator, or we forgot our keys, right? And it, look, everybody's smiling here right now in this group because that's the point of connection. And do you see? You can all see how, even as Larry told us that story, we're all invested thinking, oh my goodness, what did he do? And then it has us thinking about times that something silly or embarrassing happened to us. And whether we know it or not, we're starting to connect. So really start to utilize, this is one of the most powerful tools that you have in your toolkit right now. So really go back and watch the recording from last week and start crafting those stories, verbalize them, practice them, share them. And again, use our Facebook group. That is such a wonderful accountability space that you get to use with other like-minded people where you could just share a story. Just challenge yourself to say, I'm going to share this story in this group today, just to prove to myself that I can do it, just so I can say that I took the imperfect action. Amazing. Thank you, Larry. Anyone else who would like to share before we begin? Good. All right. So, as always, please become distraction proof. Put your phone out of sight. Don't even get tempted to answer the text. Close out the tabs. This is your 1 hour to invest in yourself, which is going to help you invest in your relationships, in your business, in your life. You know what's coming, my friends. We are going to move the body. So, beautiful Victoria, if you can put on our playlist, because today's all about movement, and we're going to get started right here. Everyone sit up a little bit straighter. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Hold your shoulders back. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. Faster. Yeah,
like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Unmute yourself. I want to hear it.
Amazing.
Yes.
Great.
Awesome.
And what a good song, right? How can you not feel good when you hear that song? And we're going to get into that. So here we go. Step five of the Connect Method. Energize through movement. Now. Movement is your magic ingredient to real connection. Why do I say this? How do I know this? Because I will tell you firsthand, when I went from an entirely different career as a performing artist, singing and dancing and being physically active each and every day, moving my body 8 shows a week, walking up and down the subway stairs of New York City, constantly dancing, constantly shifting my energy, to then moving and transitioning into a career as a connection expert where I was mostly sitting behind the computer. I can tell you, movement is our magic ingredient to real connection. One day I'm sitting behind the computer, as most of us are many of our days, and I had back-to-back Zoom meetings, and I'm sitting there and I'm feeling a little tired and I'm getting ready for my next Zoom meeting, and I'm just not feeling right. And I'm thinking to myself, Renee, what's going on? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, I don't feel right. My brain feels foggy. I just feel kind of a little down. And then it dawned on me. Renee, you have not moved your body. You've been sitting in the same contracted position all day long. Get up, move your body. And I put on some songs. I walked around my room. I did some jumping jacks. I danced around for just a couple minutes. I sat back down in front of that computer to get ready for my next Zoom meeting. And it was as if I found myself again. I was also all of a sudden in this high energy state. I felt like me. And I was like, huh, isn't that interesting? And as I started practicing this day after day, and this was in the heart of the pandemic where everything was behind the computer, I started to make this a habit and I felt the change immediately. And this is when I started training my clients on this because I said, wow, movement isn't just something that I had to do because it was part of my career. I have to utilize this because it's a part of me being my healthiest, clearest of mind, happiest self. And in order to connect with my clients behind that computer, I need to be my happiest, clearest of mind, most high energy self. So this is why I say this to you. Movement is your magic ingredient to real connection. Research, you know, I love the research. Wendy Suzuki, incredible neuroscientist out of NYU. She studies the brain and memory and movement. And she says that cognitive flexibility improves through cardio exercise. Now think about this. Years and years ago, we always thought as the physical and the mental and the emotional as three separate things. But we now know through science, we now know through so many studies and through experience that mind, body, emotion, spirit, they are all one, my friends. So when we invoke movement in our physical body and when we use our bodies in the way that they were designed to be used, we help not only our physical body, we help our minds and our emotions. Because what we do is we transmute that stuck energy that happens when we're just sitting and we're just stagnant into fuel for us to use. And the research shows this. First thing I'd love to talk to you about is power posing. Power posing is something that has gotten a lot of attention in about the past 10 years because a woman by the name of Amy Cuddy did a TED talk called Your Body Language May Change Who You Are. And this TED talk got, I mean, millions and millions of views. And what she talks about is the power of power posing. And power posing is posturing your body in an open and expansive way that makes you feel confident and powerful. Just look at this girl in our photo here. Think of power posing as any shape that you put to your body that is heart open. You may be standing there just shoulders back, feet on the ground, grounded in the earth. Or think about the famous Wonder Woman pose, right? Where she has her hands on her hips and she is proud and ready to go. Or maybe with your hands behind your head as you sit, lay back on that chair, you stand up. Or think of that Olympic runner who gets through the finish line. What's the pose we always see? Oh, this wide open stance, arms up to the heavens saying, I did it, I did it. That feeling of pride. Those are power poses. And power posing reduces stress, anxiety, and negative effect, which would presumably make an individual more confident, captivating, and enthusiastic. Study done out of Harvard. Now think about this. By utilizing this simple trick, this simple hack of moving ourselves through some power poses that take no time at all, we can transform ourselves into confidence, into pride, into clarity, just by changing the position from, let's just be honest, most of us, maybe even right now, I'm stopping the share to just check you all out, right? Probably most of us are kind of concave, a little bit contracted. We're all sitting, right? We're sitting at our computer. Maybe we're leaning. So I want to do a little experiment right now. So I want you to sit in a position where you feel a little bit contracted. Yeah, where maybe your shoulders are hunched over. Yeah, good. Oh, good, Larry. Beautiful, right? Now I want you to move your body into a power pose, whatever it is, arms open, hands on your hips, hands behind your head. Yes, Catherine, beautiful. Mr. Jackie, beautiful. And now move back into that concave position. Yeah, really get into how it makes you feel. All right, now go back into another power pose. It could be the same one. It could be different. And now put a smile on your face as you power pose. Yes. So I'd love to hear, did anyone feel any sort of a change? Feel free to unmute yourself.
Big change.
What was
it? Almost like depressed to alive again.
Yeah. Now think about this. That was a second, you guys. We did that in moments. Think about this powerful tool that you have in your back pocket before you go to meet with a new client, before you step into that Zoom meeting where you're going to be sitting down for hours and hours staring at a little screen. Picture using this before you are going to meet for the first time with a potential business partner, or you're going to have a phone conversation with someone in your life who is part of your personal life, and you're having a serious conversation. Think about how this can serve you to get you from a space of feeling anxious and in your head and nervous to all of a sudden feeling like, all right, I can do this. Just that simple movement, from maybe arms closed, maybe head in your hand, maybe some sort of a stress-filled pose into expansion. Think about how this can change the whole trajectory of that meeting, helping you to connect in a more real and genuine way. Incredible. So what we're going to do now, Victoria's going to put on a little video, and this is Amy Cuddy. So this is a little snippet of that TED Talk, but I just want you to see the power that we gain through these poses.
Versus, can power posing for a few minutes really change your life in meaningful ways? And so what matters, I mean, where you want to use this is evaluative situations. We decided that the one that most people could relate to was the job interview. What do you do before you go into a job interview? You do this, right? You're sitting down, you know, you're looking at your notes, you're hunching up, making yourself small, when really what you should be doing maybe is this, like in the bathroom. Okay, so we bring people into a lab and they do either high or low power poses again. They go through a very stressful job interview. It's 5 minutes long. They are being recorded. They're being judged also. We then have these coders look at these tapes, four of them. They're blind to the hypothesis. They're blind to the conditions. They have no idea who's been posing in what pose. They end up looking at these sets of tapes and they say, oh, we want to hire these people, all the high power posers. We don't want to hire these people. But what's driving it? It's not about the content of the speech. It's about the presence that they're bringing to the speech. The last thing I want to leave you with is this. Tiny tweaks can lead to big changes. Before you go into the next stressful evaluative situation, for 2 minutes, try doing this in the elevator, in a bathroom stall, at your desk behind closed doors. That's what you want to do. Configure your brain to cope the best in that situation. Get your testosterone up. Get your cortisol down. And it can significantly change the outcomes of their life. Thank you.
Just watching that helps you to understand that by utilizing these power poses, you can shift your whole energy state, which can shift the entire results of that communication that you're having. Before you get on a video, and maybe you get really nervous before you have to press record on that video. Instead of sitting there and being like, oh no, I'm nervous. You could still think those things, but then shift your body. You're going to see how your mind starts to follow, because remember, mind, body, spirit, emotions, they're all connected. So by helping us in this way, we're giving ourselves a win. And in that study and that study alone, just from looking at the shift of those who had power poses versus those who didn't. Those who stood in the power poses were the ones that those people wanted after seeing their interviews. It helps to raise our testosterone, lower cortisol. So this is something quick, easy that you now have in your back pocket. And you can use this at any time. What I do is I start to catch myself even throughout my day, even if I'm just working by myself on the computer and I'll, you know, be sitting there. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, Renee, take a breath, put those shoulders back, put your hands above your head. And I feel that shift. Great. If this feels good, right? Feels good in the chat. I love seeing those smiles. Beautiful. Yes, feels good. All right. We're going to continue on. Next line item that I would love to share with you is box breathing. Breathing is our life force. And when we are breathing unconsciously and we're getting wrapped up in anxiety and thoughts and mental ruminations, we often breathe from up here, really shallow. And we've discussed this before, diaphragmic breathing. When we breathe in that shallow way, we're cutting off our oxygen supply. We're raising the energy and the fight or flight reaction from our nervous system, which is what we don't want. We want to feel calm, present, grounded. So I want to share with you a powerful practice called box breathing. This is used by Navy SEALs, professional athletes, professional actors, anyone who finds themselves in that fight or flight feeling. And this is so extremely valuable because what it does is it calms the nervous system, increases our focus, and improves our mood. And when we think about wanting to create real connections with one another, don't we want to be in a great mood? Because when we feel good and that serotonin chemical is lifted within us, then we find the good in others and we look for what's good in them, and that helps us to connect. When we are more focused, we're able to hone in and focus on that other person instead of ourselves, which helps us to connect. So this tool right here, whew, is another one. Your toolkit's going to be full today, my friends. Because these are simple, easy hacks that you can use within moments to help shift your energy, to move through your breath, to move through your physical body, to transform that stagnant energy into fuel. How do we do this practice? Really simple. We're going to breathe in through our nose for 4 counts, hold the breath for 4 counts, breathe out through the mouth for 4 counts, and then hold the breath for 4 counts. And we're going to do this together in a moment. But again, a really great way, if you want to put your hands on your chest and your lower belly as you do this, it helps you to really tune into your body. So we're going to practice this together now. Remember, inhale 4 through your nose, hold it for 4 counts, breathe out through your mouth for 4 counts, and hold it. And the best part is, my friends, you can do this practice anywhere. If you're in the bathroom before a meeting, if you are driving in the car on your way to meet someone or on your way to the office to have that phone conversation, you can utilize this practice. So Victoria, if you can share your screen with us, and we're going to practice this together. So everyone sit up straight in your seats. The instructions one more time. Remember, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Here we go. Hold it. Out through the mouth. Hold it. Again, in through the nose. Hold. Out through the mouth. Hold. Again. Out through the mouth. Last time. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you, Victoria. So, any shift that anybody felt, or any share that you'd like to share with the group?
Renee, I had a question.
Yes.
Well, and I love this, by the way, to get intentional on this, but why do you think we don't breathe when we get in those situations? I mean, what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, because what happens is we go into that fight or flight mode, and think about it. When we're in fight or float mode, we want to protect ourselves. So we constrict, right? And we hold because, okay, where's the danger? I got to keep my wits about me. And what do? We tighten up, we squeeze, we're breathing from up here. But when we're relaxed and when we're with our families and we're laying on the couch watching a movie with our loved one, there's no danger. We're grounded. Our breath is slower. We breathe deeper. So what this does is helps us to consciously breathe, because what happens is throughout the day, especially because all of our minds have begun to speed up from digital technology, we are always task switching. So we're answering the text and then we're writing the email, and then our husband or wife is calling us, and then we have to get in the car and make the kids lunch. We're like this all day long. So research has shown that our brains have begun to speed up. And because of that, our breathing speeds up, right? So it's just a domino effect. So when we start to control this, now we're in the driver's seat of our nervous system, and we can ground ourselves and calm our nervous system down. So when it's time to connect with a person, we're good. We're ready to go. Awesome. Yes, Larry.
I want to say that all these breathing techniques are taught in martial arts. They're taught in just about every religion. Even at Orthodox Christianity, they teach you to do the breathing techniques before you're breathing to help calm you down.
Yes, my friends, this session today is all about getting back to the basics, getting back to simplicity. And when we get back to simplicity, boy, oh boy, do we stand in our power. Because then we're not taken off kilter from all the things and the digital applications and all those things outside of us. What this session is about, energizing through movement, is about focusing first from within. Really honing in on those things that are a part of the fabric of our being. Breath, movement. So this practice is so, I love it so much because it's so easy. It's so simple. You can use it anytime, anywhere. All right. Going back to our share. Beautiful. I don't know about you, but I just feel like I can maybe take a nap now. Like that made me feel so calm. Next line of business that I have adopted within the past year and a half, and this is called grounding. Grounding is a therapeutic technique that focuses on realigning your electrical energy by reconnecting to the earth. There's that word, my friends. Look, reconnecting to the earth. Isn't it funny that by reconnecting to earth, we reconnect to ourselves? So how do we ground? What is this grounding thing that maybe you've heard about recently that I've been starting to practice? You can ground by walking in the grass barefoot. Look at that. Something else free and simple. Just take those socks and shoes off. Go in your backyard if you have a nice grassy backyard and just walk around for a few minutes. Lay on the grass. Put your hands on the grass. If you live by a body of water, maybe a lake, submerge yourself in the lake. Feel your feet grounded on the bottom of that water source. Or you can get a grounding mat. Both my husband and I invested in grounding mats. They're not crazy expensive. You can find them on Amazon.com. And these grounding mats are so wonderful because if you can't get outside or it's some horrible weather conditions that you're not going to go walk barefoot, you can put the grounding mat in your office. We have them under our desks. And as I'm on Zoom calls and in meetings some days, I take my shoes off and I just place my feet there. as I'm listening, and it just helps to electrically charge my body. How great is that? Again, this takes net time, no extra time. And as you're outside grounding, if you want to kill two birds with one stone, you can practice the box breathing as you're grounding. These are beautiful tools to help you energize your body through movement. Some of the benefits of grounding: decreases inflammation. Now, again, going back to the mind, body, spirit, emotional bodies all being connected. If you're feeling some inflammation in your physical body, in your gut, remember there's a gut-brain connection. That's your first and second brain. If you're inflamed in your gut, you better believe that's going to change your brain. You'll experience brain fog. You may feel anxious, not yourself. So if we can decrease the inflammation in our body, even if we have an injury, we help to support our entire being. Calms your nervous system down again, just like box breathing, and improves your energy. This is something I practice every morning. I did it yesterday morning, as always, and I put a video on Instagram. Actually, it was the first day of December, and I'm like, happy December, everybody. This is how I start my day. And my mom calls me up. She's like, are you outside with no jacket on? Because it's cold here in New Jersey. And I said, yes, but mom, I'm doing great. I'm grounding as I'm gazing at the sun. The sun has just risen, and I practice sun gazing, which is really powerful, to stare right into the sun within the first few hours of it rising. And this is how I start to improve my energy and get myself ready for the day. Grounding connects us with the earth, which connects us with ourselves, which connects us with others. Again, think about this for your lives. Taking 3 minutes to go outside and ground before you're going to have a communication with someone, get into an important conversation, speak up about that important topic at work. You ground yourself first. Ooh, all of a sudden, you feel more powerful. If this makes sense, I want you to write, oh yeah, in the chat. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Beautiful. Oh yeah. Grounding. So we have power posing, simply moving through those powerful poses that make you feel like your best self, expansive. We talked about box breathing, grounding, and now we're going to talk about the power of music. Music. Ugh. Music, if it does anything, arouses feelings and associated physiological responses. If it is a language, music is a language of feeling. This is from BJ Psych International. Think about this. When you are watching a movie and you're in a certain scene, maybe it's a romance scene, maybe it's a horror scene, maybe it's an action scene. What do they add to that scene to make you feel those feelings of what that director wants to express through that scene? Music, right? When that couple's just about to get together, oh, they play that music that just pulls on our heartstrings and we're rooting for them. Or there's a horror scene and the girl's about to open the door and they play that music that's like, no, no, no. And we're thinking, oh, don't open the door. Or that action scene where there's fireworks going off and a person chasing someone else and they have music that accompanies that, that they've researched that helps to make the audience feel those feelings as if they were in that scene. It's all done through music. So think about how music can help support us. I use music in every part of my life. I picture myself having a soundtrack to my life. And when I used to live in New York City and I'd be walking down the street ready to go to an audition or an interview, I'd play my songs, my Move My Body playlist that we're going to talk about in a minute. And I just picture this as my life soundtrack. And I'm like, oh yeah, here we go. Here we go. And that would help get me ready to show up as my best self for that audition, for that interview. So music, it's just such a gift. Remember, music is one of the most beautiful ways that we connect universally. So I want to ask you this. What music would invoke your most confident, high vibrational self? So feel free to write in the chat. Maybe you already know a song or two that like makes you feel your best, or it's just a certain type of music, but I'd love for you to share in the chat and let me know what kind of music for you would invoke your best self. I'll give you examples for me. On my Move My Body playlist, I have the song that we started this session with, Happy, Pharrell Williams. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake. Any song from any Rocky soundtrack. Oh, come on, Eye of the Tiger. Any of the greatest hits from Rocky, the soundtracks. Jennifer Lopez, Let's Get Loud, Pitbull. I mean, these are songs that just pump me up. So I'd love to hear from you. And maybe you don't know this yet, but I want you to start to think about this for yourself. What songs, when they come on the radio, do I find myself tapping my feet or putting a smile on my face? Because those are the songs that I want you to start to collect for yourself. So you can use music to invoke your most powerful, high vibrational self. So, okay, Michelle says, what I played today, Happy. Yeah, I mean, how can you not feel good with that song? Yes, Mr. Jackie says, songs that inspire and the lyrics that are uplifting. Absolutely. And remember this, we are all different. Okay, Catherine says, jazz. Same one as you, The Boss. Yes, so many. We all react to songs differently, right? So we all have different tastes, different flavors of what we like. So I want you to think for yourself, what are these songs? Yes, Melissa, I agree. The high school cruising songs, I agree. I was at a restaurant the other day and one of the songs that I loved in high school came on and it brought me back. I was like, oh yeah. Yes, songs that take me to beautiful memories, great. Now, how do we harness this? Well, your job is to gather songs that make you feel your best. So this week, go off, listen to Apple Music or whatever music source you use. I have Spotify. And just start to play songs for yourself that you think of off the bat and start to gather them into a playlist. And you're going to call it your Move My Body playlist. And what you're going to do is you're going to play and use that playlist when you're getting ready for your day. Again, net time. This requires no extra time. As you step out of the shower, you're brushing your teeth. For the ladies, if you're putting your makeup on, doing your hair, put on that playlist and get yourself in that high vibrational, confident state. How powerful do you think this is to start your day? Extremely. So a practice for you here is to create that Move My Body playlist, get those songs together. I like to do 5 to 10 songs. That way it can just play without me having to click next and it just plays. Then I would like you to choose one of your stories that we spoke about last week. Maybe your origin story, maybe how you began your business, maybe a pivotal moment story. Defining moment story in your life. Choose one of those stories. Then you're going to play your playlist. You're going to get yourself ready. Maybe pour yourself a cup of coffee or some water. Get your body moving a little bit. And then you're going to turn the playlist off. And then you're going to verbalize that story as we talked about last week. You're going to verbalize it as you move your body. Now, what do I mean by this? I mean, if it's pacing back and forth, I mean, if it's marching in place, whatever feels good to you, but I want you to start to move your body as you verbalize. Why? because this helps us get back in tune with our brains, because we're now moving that stagnant energy around that can keep our brain stuck, keep us in brain fog. And by moving, it releases that and turns it into fuel. I want to share a story with you. When I was working with a, hold on 1 second. I want to, okay. You don't see the slides anymore, right? No. Okay. Part of what I do as a connection expert, I help business owners, entrepreneurs to craft their talks. So when they're getting on stage and they need to present a keynote, or they're presenting on video, I help them to craft their talks. And I work with one of the world's top speaking coaches, Pat Quinn, and I work under him, and we work with these incredible individuals. And the first thing that we talk about is helping them to craft their connection story that's going to connect them with their audience. And I'm in Milwaukee, and it's day one of this 2-day event. And I'm working with this gentleman, let's call him George, to help pull out his opening story. And he's sitting there, and guess how he's sitting, you guys? He's like this at the conference table, and he's trying to think of a story, and he's feeling really frustrated. He's like, Renee, I don't have a story. Like, I don't have a story to share. And he's sitting there, and all of a sudden I go, George, get up. George, get up and pace back and forth. I just want you to pace back and forth. Go, keep walking. And he's like, what? Huh? I was like, just go. And he starts pacing back and forth. Within 2 minutes, he goes, I got it. I got the story. There was this time that me and my son were going on a road trip and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden he spews out this story. And then he looks at me and he goes, whoa, I can't believe that. He goes, that was magic. I said, I know. Because that's what happens when you go from here, trying to focus so hard, thinking, what's my story going to be, to moving your body and letting your brain and body do what it's intended to do. At the end of those 2 days, he came up to me and he thanked me, and it was so, so sweet. And I appreciated it so much. And he said, Renee, out of everything that I learned these 2 days, which is a lot, he said, my biggest takeaway was to move my body every time I'm trying to think of my story, or every time I'm practicing my story, because I realize how valuable it is. And it was just the coolest moment. It was the coolest moment, because I saw him getting so frustrated and so stuck. And then in a matter of minutes, it completely shifted. So your practice is to take one of those stories that you're working on and verbalize it as you're moving your body. Our next line of business, exercising. Exercising. Now, this may seem to you like, oh, well, duh, Renee, that's common sense. Well, common sense ain't so common. And there are many of things we know we need to do and we must do, but we still don't do it because we have all these other things to do. But remember, if we make moving our bodies a priority, all of that other stuff works so much better. So I'm going to keep it simple for you, as I do. First of all, find what works for you when it comes to exercise. Do you like to dance? Do you like to hike? Do you like to play tennis? Do you like to bowl? Whatever that activity is for you, identify it, because we're all different. I love to dance. On Saturdays, I take Zumba and I just let my body roll to the music, and I love it because it brings me back into my dancer days. So what works for you? Number two, get at least 30 minutes of boosting your heart rate 4 to 5 times a week. 4 to 5 times a week, 30 minutes. You can carve out 30 minutes. And even if it's walking, right? If it's just walking around your neighborhood, guess what you can do? You can walk outside instead while you're grounding and just walk in a circle on your grass. Do you see how all of these tools I'm sharing with you today, they can all be combined, done together? A lot of them require net time, no extra time. But you want to make sure that you're getting at least 30 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week of exercise of your choice. And the third point is to make it fun. Remember, if it's not fun, we're not going to do it. So the way that you can make it fun is by having a reward in store for yourself. Let me give you an example of how I do this. I love to eat and I love coffee. I work out in the morning. So I get up early, I have my workout, but what am I doing? I'm thinking about that amazing cup of coffee that I'm going to have. And maybe I'm going to go out and get a fancy cup of coffee after my workout's done, or I'm going to go get that smoothie that I love. And I picture that and I have that as my reward. So my dopamine is being released. So as I'm doing that workout, I'm like, boop, boop, 20 more minutes. And then I get that cup of coffee. And I make it fun for myself because there's a reward in store. If this feels like something that you can do, I want you to write yes in the chat. Yes, 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 absolutely. So identify what feels best to you. Figure out what that reward's going to be. Maybe it's a really delicious breakfast. That's often my reward too. Like, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. After I get off this call, you better believe it's lunchtime for me. And I'm already thinking, okay, what am I going to make? I have these delicious almond flour wraps that I love. And I'm going to put an egg in it with some arugula. Like this is what keeps me going, right? But this is why I already got my workout done in the morning. I did all of these things that I'm sharing with you because A, I know how crucial they are to my well-being and the well-being of my clients. So I can connect with you in an effective way. And then I know that I have a reward waiting for me. So exercise is a must. And now let's finish off with talking about nutrition. Now, I'm not going to go into depths with this because we can go really deep, but I want to give you just some foundational tools for yourself. Number one, understand your body's unique genetic makeup. One of the challenges, I believe, with our medical field is that our medical field tries to fit people into boxes. And even though you and I may be the same height and weight and we have the same blood type, that doesn't mean we are the same and the same foods work for us and the same drinks work for us. So get really clear and honest about what works in your body. That means go to your doctor, you know, get your regular blood work, get your physicals done, get as much information about how your body works as possible. Start to learn about what foods really serve you, right? Understand maybe you may have certain sensitivities to certain items. And the more you understand about yourself, the more your nutrition can work for you. And once you understand your body, eat those foods that serve your body. What do I mean? Eat those foods that are fueling you, helping you to stay alkaline, energized, as opposed to just gluttonous and like, oh, I'm just going to eat this chocolate cake and put peanut butter on top because it just tastes so good. Okay, I did that. I did that last week. I admit it. So I know. I know the difference between when I'm eating to sustain my energy and fuel my body in a beautiful way. And I know when I'm just being a little gluttonous because it was Thanksgiving and I was like, oh, I'm just going to have one more piece, right? That's not eating to serve my body. And of course, it's okay. We all have those moments where we're like, I'm going to indulge. That's great. But for the most part, we want to eat foods that serve our body. We want to be mindful while we're eating. That means instead of staring at the TV or doing a million other things as you're eating, be conscious of chewing your food to mastication, chewing your food so that way when you swallow, it's easier to digest, and make water your best friend. Now, you may be saying, Renee, this is great. We're talking about nutrition, but how does this relate to connecting with people in a genuine way? Are you kidding me? If you are not fueling yourself in a proper way, where you can feel your most aligned, energetic self. Number one, you're not going to be able to connect with yourself, which means you're not going to be able to connect with others because you'll feel hazy, brain fog. You'll feel like, oh, maybe a little ornery, anxious. When you feel your best, you help others to feel their best. So take these simple ideas and start to culminate them in your life. As I just said, look, it's as if I wrote these slides myself. Take these tools and now create a routine for yourself that you can stick to on a daily basis. Let me give you an example of my morning routine. Right after I wake up, I meditate for 20 minutes. I say my prayers. Then I take out my journal and I write, how am I feeling? I put pen to paper. Let me tell you, yesterday, I wrote for about 20 minutes. There was so much coming through me. And my husband's like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I don't know, babe. It's coming through me. And when that happens, I let it because I know, ooh, I'm getting in strong connection with myself. Then I do my box breathing. I go outside, I ground, and then I put on my Move My Body playlist as I'm at the gym doing my 30-minute workout. For me, it's 30 minutes to 45. And that's my morning routine. Feel free to steal it. But this feels so good because by the time I'm done with that workout and I'm ready for my reward, the coffee, the smoothie, I'm like, woo! I'm ready to connect with my clients. I'm ready to connect with the beautiful people who are in my neighborhood. So what is your morning routine going to be? And ask yourself, what kind of movement feels best for me? That gives you a good starting point. Am I going to start taking yoga? Do I like to walk, hike? What am I going to choose that feels good so I'll stick with it? And here's a great quote from the lovely David Meltzer. You either suffer from discipline or you suffer from regret. And I know sometimes discipline can feel like, oh, I don't feel like doing this. But you know what? You're either going to not feel like doing it now or later on, you're going to kick yourself because you're going to say, man, I don't feel well. I feel sick. I feel like I have brain fog. Why didn't I just start that morning routine when Renee shared it with me? Why didn't I start that day? Right? So you either suffer from discipline or you suffer from regret. So bring it together. Movement is your magic ingredient to real connection. We talked about box breathing, grounding, creating your Move My Body playlist, exercising, verbalizing while moving, verbalizing that story while you're moving your body. Eat mindfully, be conscious of when you're chewing, drink that water, and create a routine for yourself. So what is your homework? Your imperfect action is this. Take 3 minutes in the morning each day this week. I know you can do it. This is 3 minutes to practice the box breathing. We did it together. It's simple. It's quick. And then take 3 minutes to ground at least 2 times this week. But if you want to get extra points, you can just combine them. Go ground as you do the box breathing. Next piece of homework, create that Move My Body playlist. Understand those songs that light you up. Listen to that playlist while getting ready for your day. And then you're going to take one of your stories that we talked about last week, step 4, next level storytelling, and you're going to verbalize it aloud while you're moving, whether that's pacing, marching, just putting your arms to the side. Move your body as you practice. You're going to consciously eat. Think about how you're chewing your food. So it's to mastication before you swallow. And then create your new routine. This is so exciting, you guys. Because this is getting you to the next step to create those genuine connections that lead to limitless opportunities. Because let me tell you, when you've moved your body and your nervous system is calm and you're present, you're aware of the opportunities that are all around you through connection. Next week, we're going to talk about one of my favorites, step 6, complete listening. Listening to hear and not just to respond is crucial to creating genuine connections. And as always, please join us in our Facebook group. Remember, you can utilize this to share a story, practice, because we are there for accountability. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, floor is open for questions, for thoughts, any confusion.
About grounding.
Yes.
It was Dr. John R. Christopher, and he's gone now. That's where I learned the grounding technique. And there were times I'd be stressful. I'd go out of the grass, and even in the snow in Amarillo, when I was real stressed, and walk on the ground, and it would just calm you down. There were several times at night I couldn't sleep, and I'd just go out and do that for about 15 minutes, and then I'd fall asleep.
Yeah, it's incredible, right? Oh, hold on. Hold on here. You guys lost me. There I am. Look, well, that other camera happened to die. So this is what we do. We roll with the punches. Yes, Larry, I couldn't agree more. There are so many times where I'm feeling frazzled, and then I go out and I ground, and I come back inside, and I'm like, okay, I got this. I got this. I can handle this day, right? So any other questions, thoughts? Yes, Sandy.
I would also tell you, you can ground with crystals.
Ooh.
I have a desk full, as you might imagine, but this one happens to be a smoky celestial quartz, and it will bring you right into focus. You know, that type of, and we sell crystals as a part-time little side job Bob and I do in our spare time. But anyway, we always tell people, find what just attracts you, because there's always a message in it. Yes. And then you get that message in your life. And I think those messages come, whether it's from a crystal or a street sign, or wherever it's from, but the messages come. And then I have to run now to a next meeting, but maybe next time I'd love to tell you a story of mine where I asked for the message and then how I got it.
Yes.
So I'll just leave it there. Thank you so much. You're wonderful.
You are so welcome. Thank you for being, wait, everybody smile. Everybody look into your camera. We're gonna smile. Look at Rob Vasquez. He looks so handsome. Okay, everyone smile. One, two, three. Yay! Thank you, Sandy.
Hey, I'm glad Rob got the red email today.
Yes, really? I got that. Look, I have a little silver number on my arm. Fancy. All right, anybody else? Melissa, did you have something to share?
Well, no, but I was going to share earlier when we did the box breathing, you know, like the last 2 weeks have just been crazy for me, like running back and forth to school because we're doing the holiday house. But after doing it with you today, it's like everything just kind of melted away. And it's funny because I use it at night. I have my son do it and he keeps telling me before bed because he's like, I can't go to sleep. And I'm like, let's box breathe. And he always tells me it doesn't work, but he's asleep like that.
Yes, I love that.
That's so I think to use it before bed, but I forget to use it during the day.
Yes.
And I need to do that.
Beautiful. I'm so happy that you've already had the experience of it, because sometimes we just need these reminders, right? Like, again, we all know we must exercise, but we let other things take priority. But when we realize that even though it feels like we're having to take out extra time to exercise, we don't realize how by doing that, it's going to add all gems to everything we do. And it adds time to our day, because then we're working more efficiently. Our brains are more clear. When we speak on that virtual meeting, we're more eloquent. The words are coming to us because we've taken that time. So it's just a great reminder. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, thank you.
Anyone else? One last thing before we end. All good?
Just thank you for all the cool tips.
Oh,
amazing, as usual.
Awesome, Michelle. I'm so happy. Now, I want to remind you all, this is great, right? We have this knowledge, but don't let it turn into what Tony Robbins calls shelf knowledge. Oh, that was really cool. I took notes. And then you don't do. Remember, as master communicators, we are imperfect action takers. That means that we don't just learn and say, oh, cool, I got it. We put the imperfect action behind it. So I really invite you this week, follow what your homework is. And I really look forward to insights that you're going to share next week so we can hear about how it went during the week. And don't forget to come into our Facebook group. All right. Sending you all love. Have a beautiful week, and I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.